There we go. Like to note for the record that Mayor Carter is not in attendance tonight. Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Present.
Councilmember Davis.
Present.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hubler.
Here.
Councilmember McClymans. He's online. And Councilmember Rock.
Here.
Thank you very much. We have a couple of agenda modifications that are already noted here. The first one being to place AB 25-32 as item G on the consent agenda. And again, just to clarify, that is the one that we had circulated.
That's the one that was approved March 25th, but down under section one, it said four vehicles instead of five, even though five was listed. So we need to match it up.
Very good. Do I do a motion for each modification? Do them together. Okay, so I need a motion for that one modification there.
Motion to place AB 25-32, is that the correct one?
Uh-huh.
Resolution 25-32 on tonight's consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Corrections made.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of that say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. And then we have another second modification is to pull item G, which is AB 25-29 from the consent agenda and move it to the, is it the May 20th still? May 20th workshop, is that what it is? Okay, very good. Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Alrighty. Announcements and appointments, none. We do have a public hearing tonight. Madam Clerk is going to read the title.
The public hearing item is on AB 2516, Ordinance D 2516, an ordinance to vacate an existing utility easement located on the East Pierce Fire and Rescue property at 8601 Main Street East in the city of Bonnie Lake, providing for severability and corrections and establishing an effective date.
Alrighty, so I will open this public hearing. This is a public hearing for addressing the council on agenda item AB 25-16 only at this point in the meeting. For those attending virtual, please click the raise hand icon at the top of your screen if you'd like to address the council on this issue. Anyone with the raised hand icon or who is called, your mics and camera will be enabled. You will need to turn on the video and or microphones on your end if you want to be seen and heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes when the timer goes off. That is your signal. Your 5 minutes is up. State your name and if you would like your address for the record, please. Is there anyone signed up or in attendance that wishes to testify to this public hearing? I recognize no one in attendance, no one virtually. Are we going to close this public hearing on this one? Okay, I will close this public hearing then, and that will conclude that portion of the agenda. Citizen comment period. This is the citizen comment period where you can address the city council on city business. Once again, for those attending virtually, please click the raise hand icon at the top of your screen if you'd like to address the council. Anyone with a raised hand icon or who called in your mics and camera will be enabled, but you will need to turn on your mics and camera on your end if you're wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and then move to virtual comments afterwards. You will have 5 minutes when the timer goes off. That is your signal that your 5 minutes is up. State your name and if you'd like your address for the record, please. We'll be starting with those that are here. All those people for the city comment? None? Is there any, anyone virtual that we have that would like to, public comment? Public anything? No one tonight is here, so we will move along to our regular scheduled business of the correspondence. Next is committee reports, and we have the Finance Committee report this evening, which is myself as the chair. We met this evening, April 8th, 5 p.m. upstairs. Public is always welcome. Normal issues, HR update. I guess we're going to, we extended our offer too to that exceptional officer, so that person may be starting on April 16th, supposedly. We'll see. Parks has some more seasonal openings out there, of course, like there usually is. And our Parks ambassadors will be like available to apply for here shortly, and we'll be looking for apparently about four of those folks to do that job for the temporary type of thing. Then we moved on to another resolution that we looked at with our official designation of our newspaper, which we do every 3 years apparently nowadays. We recommended that for approval, moved it forward to the next available council meeting. That would be the Courier Herald, which is what we've been using for years so far. Also, we had a separate item, which is Resolution 2528, which is vacation carryover in excess of the 240 hours that normally is allowed for some special employees that are being assigned to work on that Tyler migration project, because there's so many meetings and everything in there. We did kind of capture that a little bit to limit that a little bit, around 320 some odd hours with some criteria in there. Again, of course, my contention is to make sure that our employees are able to take as much vacation as they have the right to take whenever they want to take it. So hopefully we encourage our employees to take their vacation. That's just my PSA there. Open committee discussion, we talked about the playground equipment that is now scheduled to come to the council here on April 22nd. We'll hopefully finally get that one done. Been years in the making there. We did not have any public at our meeting. We would move along then to the next committee report, which would be the Community Development Committee.
Yes, we canceled our CDC meeting on April 1st because we had our JAC meeting, which is our Joint Advisory Committee with the Sumner Treatment Plant. And we had a few items that we discussed. We had the biosolids equipment modernization. That is basically the dryers. Those are at a 90% design level and 90% specs. So their anticipated construction advertisement for the new dryers is going to be set for July 2025. So this year, that'll be great to get those new dryers in. Also, the second thing that we talked about was the digesters, which is the cleaning project. So they, the digesters are kind of like the stomach of all of the materials that come in, and they have to clean those. They've cleaned them like every 10 years or so. They budgeted $156,000 for the project, which was for both digesters. Well, the second, not the primary, but the second digester took $145 or $45,000 of that budget. So they're anticipating that the primary digester will also take the same. After 10 years, they had a lot of buildup and it needed to be scraped. And then they had to bring, I believe it was 10 trucks. It took 150 gallons of material just for the one to, and then the one of the plants that takes the sludge in Renton had closed, or they had, it was somewhere else, so then they had to drive to Renton to drop off the materials to be whatever they do with it. And so anyway, it's looking like it's going to be an additional $145,000 added to that budget, so roughly $300,000, which we will see that on our bills when that comes, because that was, so we did discuss what we learned from that, and if there's, if it would be better if we don't wait 10 years to clean out the digesters the next time, so they're looking at a new process of possibly cleaning them a little sooner than that, so there's less materials to worry about. And I, that, then we adjourned our meeting. Our next joint advisory committee meeting will be July 1st. They are presenting their budgets to the state, so they did not give them to us this particular meeting. They will be giving us the budgets and the projected budget for the July 1st meeting.
Very good. Thank you very much. Public Safety Committee was our other committee. Is there a report?
There is a report.
All right.
I just wanted to comment that I love that you reference sewage as materials. That's wonderful. I want to say thank you to Councilmember Hubler and Davis for running the show while I was not present. And they took wonderful notes, which I'm now going to let you know what they are. The next meeting is going to be May 13th, which is the second Tuesday of every month at 3:45 on the second floor. The public is welcome to attend, of course. East Pierce Fire and Rescue reported that M111 is no longer going to Prairie Ridge for medic calls because M112 is in service now, and call volumes have gone down at Station 111. They're also midway through lateral recruitment, which is actually not common for East Pierce Fire and Rescue, but they haven't had a lot of applicants applying, and so they haven't had enough new recruits, basically. Also, they are going to be hosting an Easter event in Tahale this weekend, April 12th, and then next weekend on April 19th will be more surrounding areas such as Sumner and things like that. Station 111 grand opening, I know we've been wondering when that was. They did let us know it was going to be May-ish, and now we know for certain it's going to be May 17th between 10 and 1 p.m. It is open to the public, and the council can go for a tour whenever they would like, if they'd like to schedule that. For Bonnie Lake Police Department, on the agenda bill, the agenda bill that we had talked about where they were going to replace the radios that they had saved money for, that's going to be on the April 22nd council on the agenda. And then also we have AB 25-27, which is we have a Sunnyside Jail agreement. Apparently we used them before COVID, but that they had stopped doing transports, but since then have started to transport prisoners now. And so they do pick up and do all the transport, which is super duper convenient and keeps our cops on the road instead of on long journeys somewhere else. And their cost right now is $68.99 per day, and that includes the transportation. And so that'll be on the consent agenda for April 22nd. And again, once again, I just want to thank Councilmember Davison for Councilmember Hubler for holding down the fort. Super appreciate it. That's all.
Thank you. I guess we have other reports. Councilmember Fulton, please.
Yeah. So I did attend the CFF meeting on April 3rd. And they basically, they had about six speakers, and they just recapped the 30th annual summit, community summit meeting, and what they discussed in their different breakout rooms. And then I just wanted to make an announcement that for the first time ever in 30 years, Bonnie Lake won, the city of Bonnie Lake, thank you staff and mayor and council, we won the hygiene collection. So that was pretty historic. This was the 30th annual community summit. And I forgot to say that CDC will be meeting in next week.
Very good.
So
thank you very
that's
much.
Everything.
All right. Any other reports? All right. What? Go ahead.
Is it possible to ask a question during a report segment?
I would recognize Councilmember Baldwin.
Okay. I just wanted to follow up and check with our city attorney on... I have no questions. I'm sorry. I forfeit my question. You may continue.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we have before us the consent agenda. I would, is there a motion to adopt the consent agenda as modified?
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No, righty. We'll move through to our full council issue, item A. Madam Clerk, read the title, please.
This is item A, which is ordinance D25-24. The council motion would be to add a new section relating to the Title IX of the Bonnie Lake Municipal Code, Public Peace, Morals, and Welfare 9.13.045, to establish the crime of endangerment with a controlled substance, providing for severability and corrections, and establishing an effective date.
Chair would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Go ahead. I have a second. Second. Okay. So is there any discussion on this item? Councilmember Baldwin?
So as I was looking through this, first of all, I think it's absolutely wonderful that we are pushing this forward, because we need to protect people, especially children and vulnerable adults and things like that. I was not so sure why cannabis would not be included in the endangerment of dependent children and or adults. And I'm assuming Jennifer Robertson maybe created this, or maybe she has some thoughts on it.
Sure, Councilmember, happy to respond to that. So cannabis is legal in Washington, as you know, and so that is one of the reasons it's not included. The other reason it's not included is that this legislation was a request from Pierce County, and it follows what they requested.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Baldwin.
Alcohol is legal, but not legal for children.
Correct.
Neither is cannabis, correct?
Yeah, and so I'm looking at the I'm using the same logic that she's using.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll go back to the second answer, which is that Pierce County requested this. They sent us what they were hoping all of the cities in the county would do, and we drafted it in accordance with that.
Is there a way to change that so that cannabis is included in that?
I'm sure that we can. I didn't personally draft this myself. I gave it to another attorney in my office. So I'm certain that we can. Is this for passage tonight, or is it?
It looks like it's just.
That's what we have it on the floor currently for consideration of passage this evening.
Okay. So if you want to pass it tonight, we could bring back an answer to that question and additional legislation, or you could wait for another meeting and bring it back. I'm sorry. If I had the question in advance, I could have had an alternate ordinance ready.
Right.
So, Councilmember McClymonds has his hand up.
Oh, sorry. I can't see you, Councilmember McClymonds. I was like hiding.
Is it appropriate to make a motion to strike cannabis from the ordinance and pass it with that amendment?
We want to add it.
I was hearing that they wanted to add it.
Well, I think he's saying to strike the other than cannabis.
Oh, other than cannabis, so strike it.
Oh.
Where it says other than cannabis.
Page 37.
Page 35?
Yeah, because cannabis would be considered a controlled substance, would it not be? Is it not controlled and regulated?
It's my understanding that cannabis has trace amounts of TSH or THS or
THC.
THC, yeah, thank you. That it has like trace amounts, so maybe they just think that it wouldn't necessarily harm anybody unless. I don't think you can. I don't know if you can overdose on it, because the mic is so minute. If there's anything in it, but I'm not sure.
Sounds like. Is there a public? I was trying to get some better input from legal for possible modifications to this ordinance. We didn't have to do it tonight, or, you know, because we need some time to come up.
We can pass it with a modification pending, can't we?
Well.
You can pass it with a modification, council. So if you want to direct a pass it, make a motion to amend to take out the phrase other than cannabis from 913045, you certainly can do that. I know that sometimes youth do get medical marijuana, but this has a valid prescription exception.
Right.
So if you wanted to take that out, I don't know if Chief Berry wanted to weigh in on that or not.
Chief Berry's not here. This is Assistant Chief Boyle here today.
Okay, sorry, I can't see everyone in the room.
It's Councilmember Baldwin.
Do you have a comment?
Did you want me to?
Go for it.
Okay. Is there a way then, I guess the first question in reference to kind of the jargon that's here to have contact with a controlled substance, is cannabis considered a controlled substance according to the definition of controlled substance? I guess let's start with that.
And I don't know the answer to that. I know that it is, I believe that it is at the federal level. I just don't do criminal law, and I apologize.
That's okay. Okay, my follow-up question then to that would be, instead of doing to have contact with a controlled substance and it say other than cannabis, could we then write for the, you know, how to amend it to put including cannabis? Instead of saying other than cannabis, could we put including cannabis?
So since I'm not sure if it's a controlled substance, if you struck other than cannabis and it's not a controlled substance, it wouldn't apply. So the ordinance would basically be the same as it is now. If it's not a controlled substance and you wanted to include it, and this has to do with controlled substances. So, you know, I think if you want to strike other than cannabis and it's a, and if it is a controlled substance, that would be included. And if it's not, it's not. So this crime wouldn't apply to it.
Councilmember Ross?
I would assume it is a controlled substance. Otherwise, why would it say other than cannabis?
Councilmember Rock.
Hi. I found an RCW 69.50.4013. It says possession, use of controlled substances, penalty, referral to assessment and services, possession of usable cannabis, cannabis concentrates, or cannabis-infused products. So that leads me to believe it is a controlled substance.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a controlled substance. It's just something that the state has legalized, but it's still federally illegal, so it's considered a controlled substance.
So then could we put including cannabis?
Yeah. I'd say we do.
Well, and I think since it is a controlled substance, by just striking that other than cannabis, we are including cannabis because we'd be including all controlled substances. Mm-hmm. So we could be very specific and say including cannabis, but we're kind of being redundant with that at that point.
I mean, you hope so anyway.
Of course, we didn't even...
We're not even sure that the legal jargon is clear here. So, even after what you just read.
But AC Oil just told us, too, that it is a controlled substance.
Okay.
Yeah. Councilmember McClymans?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we amend 1913045A to remove the words other than cannabis.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Now we'll continue our discussion on the amendment. I think that's amenable to everyone, right? I see no. So all those in favor of that amendment, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, the amendment has been carried. So now we're back to the original motion, which has been amended.
So moved.
Discussion? It's still there, yeah.
Okay.
If there's any further discussion on the original amendment as amended now. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. So, very good. Thank you. And there is no executive session. Okay. No executive session. So seeing no more business, we are adjourned.
All right.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks to Kelly.
Good night, everyone. Thanks.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night. Kelly.
Good night.